Jesus is passing this way today, this very evening. Not that he's just passing, he promised to be in our midst. Praise ye the Lord. Let's take our Bible as we rise on our feet. Let's read from Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and 8.
But then we have to actually call him on the scene. It is in our hands to call him on the scene. What? Okay, wait a moment. Let me read it from 7 church pages. I want to read from the 7 church pages. I don't know if you get it, you know. Official church page. Page 79 is what I want to read from. That is Jesus, his messenger, and the churches. Ephesians church 8. Jesus, his messenger, and churches.
Paragraph. I want to come from this seven church pages to reading from page 79. And that's the fourth paragraph. He said, these seven messengers are making God known to the people. He that receiveth them receiveth him that sent them. John 13, verse 20. They spake and act upon his authority. He stands behind them with all the power of the Godhead. Thank you. God bless you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, the consummation of the ages. So there they are, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, on fire with the fire of God, holding forth the word of truth. And there he stands to back them up. And think of it, not one believer of any age need cry in his heart, oh, that I might have been back there in the first age when the apostles were first sent out. There is no need to look back. Look up. Behold him who is even now walking in the midst of the churches through all ages. Behold him who is the same yesterday and today and forever, and who never changes, either in essence or in his ways. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst of their midst. And not only in their midst as a complacent onlooker. He has never been guilty of that. Not to be in their midst as a complacent onlooker or a recording angel, but there he stands expressing exactly what he is, the life and sustainer and giver of all good gifts to the churches. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's the giver of all good gifts to his children. And when we come to church, it's not a place where we come, especially on Wednesday, prayer meeting. It's not a place where we come and sleep off. It is too bad. I'm saying it again. It's too bad for us to come to church on Wednesday and sleep off. When the King of Kings is here, when our King has come to pass our way, when our King of Kings has come and asked us to ask, he said, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you. For he that asketh, do what? Receive it. And he said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do. But sometimes we come to church, maybe we don't have any needs. Maybe we are complacent. Maybe we are satisfied with every situation that is around you. I don't know why we come to church on Wednesday and sleep off when we know the King of Kings is here.
When we know the life giver, when we know the giver of all good gifts is here, and now we'll come to church and sleep off.
I don't understand. And we know it happens. People come to church on Wednesday and sleep off. When the prayer is going. Why will it be like that?
Why will it be? When it's passing by?
I don't want to go ahead of myself.
The woman with the issue of blood. Jesus was passing by.
She determined in her own self that if I could only touch the hem of his garment.
That was a decision. But Abraham taught us that she was weak.
She cannot be struggling with the men because of her weakness.
She had to go on her knees and be crawling, looking for how to touch the hem of his garment.
Praise the Lord.
And God made a way for her to touch the hem of his garment. And immediately she touched the hem of his garment according to her faith, according to what she has determined. Though there is no scripture written for that to be, but she determined herself and wanted to see Jesus.
Sometimes we can do some things ridiculous if you are determined to see Jesus like Zacchaeus.
But Zacchaeus was determined to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Jesus was passing by, Jesus, who knew all things,
he stood under the tree that Zacchaeus was.
He said, Zacchaeus, come down.
For today I will be in your house.
So he knows everything. But he's waiting for us to call upon him. But the sad part of it is that when we come to church, we sleep off.
May God help us.
How can the King of Glory be passing by, being in our midst,
and we keep silent?
How can the Lord of hosts, who can do all things, who can change every situation, how can he be in our midst and we sleep off?
I will not open our mouth to speak to him.
Nobody ever goes in his presence with a determined heart
and go back empty-handed.
It has never happened.
My Lord is not guilty of that.
If you come to him with a determined heart,
if you come to him with a heart open, with earnestness, and we make our request known unto him,
the way he has asked us to ask,
he will surely do it.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible taught us that,
does God answer prayers?
Yes, he answers prayer.
Does he answer quickly?
Not all the time.
But we know he answers prayers.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Testimony abounds,
even in our midst of answered prayers.
Not to even go to the scripture and the message.
Even in our midst,
God answers prayer.
We know, we see it, and we know, and we are sure.
And we are certain that God answers prayer.
But why do we not come to his presence and we sleep off?
May God have mercy on us.
Jesus is passing this way again this evening.
The Lord God of hosts,
the creator of heavens and the heart,
the one who made us,
the one who created us,
the one who has us to come to him.
He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden,
and I will give you rest.
The one who said that is here with us again today, this evening.
He always passes the midst of his people.
Abraham taught us, we read the seven churches.
He is walking in the midst of the churches in all ages.
Because that is his achievement.
It is his own program.
And God will not let his own program perish.
He will not let his own program die.
In other words, he is interested in every aspect of our life.
He's interested because we are the trophy of this message.
And once we are the trophy of this message,
God will not allow his enemy.
Oh, glory to God.
Just as he did in the Garden of Eden.
He will not allow his enemy to destroy his works.
Not in any way.
God will make a way.
Just as God made a way for them that day,
and he killed a lamb
to make a substitutionary provision for them to come to him, God will not allow his enemy to destroy his work in the midst of his people. Praise you, the Lord. That we know, and we are enthused about it, that our God is interested in everything that has to do with us. But he has us to ask. Then why will we keep silent? Why will we be silent? Why will he allow Satan to rob us of his blessing? That's what I put before us this evening. May God help us as we bow down our heads once again. The Lord God of hosts is here. The Lord Jesus Christ is his human name. The creator of heavens and the heart is here. The one who made us, who formed us and separated us in our mother's womb is here. God bless you, sir. But Abraham taught us that he doesn't come to as a complacent onlooker in the midst of his children. He comes to give grace. He comes to give us good gifts. Is here to do that the same again this evening. He's our sustainer. He's the giver of all good gifts that we can ever think of. If we are sure that that is exactly what he is, that he is able to meet us at the point of our needs, if we are convinced, then we'll not come here and sleep. We'll not come here and allow the enemy to rob off of his blessing. We'll not come here and just see that just you are in your sitting room or you are talking to your friends, immortal.
Jesus is passing this way.
Let's call upon him who alone can help us. Let's call upon him who alone has the power to set us free from every evil and wicked plans of the enemy. Let's call upon him who is here, who promised to be here to give us, to sustain us, and to give us the best gift that a father could give his child. He said, if ye that are he that are wicked, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those that ask him? Our God is interested in every aspect of our lives. Let's call upon him once again this evening. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Our righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, we are thankful unto thee because you are our Father. You are our Lord. You are our God. You are our provider. You are our sustainer. You are our helper. You are our keeper. Lord, we are grateful unto thee. Lord, if not, O God, Lord, if not thee, O living God, the enemy will have wrecked our lives, O God. But we thank you that your grace has kept us, O God, thus far. Lord, in your will, O God, in your program, we are grateful, we are thankful unto thee. Father, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for this midway prayer meeting that you have, Master, laid in the heart of your servant, the prophet, to Master, to Lord, to be part of the services that we'll be having, Lord. And in this service, Lord, you taught us, he taught us to pray. It's the time when we pray, Lord. Lord Jesus, and you have, your children have poured their heart out unto thee, Lord, as you've made the promise in your word. You said, Master, ask and ye shall receive. You said, seek and ye shall find. You said, knock and the door shall be opened unto thee. You said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that will I do, O living God. And that is why we have asked, O God. We believe you, Heavenly Father. If we don't believe, you will not come, O God. If we don't believe, we will not ask, O God, because we believe, because we know you are God who answered prayers, Lord, because we know you are God, O living God, and your word is, Master, dependable, Lord. Lord, you are trustworthy of your promises. That is why we call upon your name, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray that you be gracious unto us, Lord. Be merciful to us, O God. All this cry on the heart of your people, may you grant them unto them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O living God. May you be gracious unto, look unto us, Lord Jesus, look unto our hearts, O God. Look unto this inside of our hearts, O God. And may you grant our heart desires, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In as much, O God, at our request, O living God, Master, is not contrary to your will. Lord, may you have mercy on us, O God. Lord Jesus, blind Bartimaeus cry unto thee. He said, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, we cry once again, may you have mercy on us, O God, and grant all our heart desires, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are the only one we know. You are the only one we trust in. You are the only one we depend upon. May you help us, Heavenly Father. Grant all our heart desires and help us, O living God. And destroy every voice of the enemy, every plan of Satan in the lives of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on our children. Have mercy on our young ones, O God. May you save their souls, O God. May my Master, may your grace, O living God, Master, Lord, be so great in their lives, O God. And Lord, they will not, Master, turn, they will not know where to turn, but they turn unto you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help them, O living God, Father. Hear our humble cry, Heavenly Father. Grant all our heart desires, O God. Lord, you promise that we shall be saved and our household, O God. We pray that all the children of your, all the children of your people in this local assembly that have, Master, gone wayward, may you bring them back, O loving Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Grant this, Heavenly Father. Thank you for granting this request, because we have some prayer in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And the Lord Jesus grant all your heart desires and your requests in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Let's open our hymn to hymn 206. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art smiling and calling, do not pass me by.
Yeah, my love, my love. to you for making the gathering of your children possible for this midweek prayer meeting. We thank you, dear Lord, for bringing all of us here safely from our homes and places of work. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you for the period of exaltation, Lord Jesus of Nazareth, passed by. Lord, we believe that you have not passed any of us by tonight, because you does not pass anyone who call upon you. Your prophet said that when any time you hear the call of mercy, he always makes you to stop. Master Jesus, as we have asked for mercy, we believe that we have obtained mercy. Therefore, we pray, Father, that this mercy will follow us not just today, but all the days of our life. Lord, all the requests we have committed into your hand, may they all be manifested to the glory and the honor of your name. Help our unbelief, take away doubt from our hearts. Help us to go to your unchanging word, Lord, because you are faithful to every one of them. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, the servant you have used to lead the service, we ask that you bless him and replenish him and lead to the end of his ministry. Lord, we want to pray that you be with us as we go back to our homes. You brought us safely. Take us back home safely. Thank you for bringing your servant from the battle. We are grateful unto you. We want to remember one of our Lord brethren in Abuja that has gone to be with you last weekend. We commit the family into your hand, that you be their comfort and be their strength. Be with them in times like this. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. When I spoke with Sister Martin yesterday, she sent her greetings to the church. And well, I'm sure majority of us doesn't know, but a brother passed on in Solid Rock Tabernacle of Abuja. Just saw the post from Sister Jeremiah, and because the picture there was old, but I know the face was familiar, so she told me, and then I discovered a brother wrote to me a long time ago. It's the junior brother of Pastor Paul Olu of Port Harcourt. They also lost their junior sister last year. And then the brother followed last weekend, early hours of Saturday. He had a stroke in February, and Alan's. He had another one recently that couldn't survive. The prophet said that if we bring it to the final showdown, we will say that the Lord has called our brother. There's been prayers for the family, and the Lord will comfort them and be with them. They hope to lay the body to rest next week. I pray that the Lord will be with them. God bless you. Shower us. Savior, Savior.